1, 2, 3.
Rochester, New York. It's a warm summer day with the temperatures reaching the upper 90s. In the mill, the temperature is soaring above 100 degrees. The heat is unbearable, and the only thing to make the situation worse is the constant repetition of milling flour and bagging it through a long 12-hour day. So it seemed the only remedy to this constant pain and torture is to consume whiskey, and somehow work becomes more enjoyable. You start your journey to work before the sun even begins to peek its rays over the horizon.
The town you live in starts to bustle as everyone prepares to work their long and grueling day.
Most people go to work for flour mills, and you're one of those many following the mass majority because it's the only way to support your family.
The flour mill you work in for 12 hours each day is less than satisfactory, and the pay is pathetic. However, it's the only job you are able to get since the area you live in is largely a flour-producing city, leaving you in a tough place because you don't have the funds to move.
You arrive at work and work for an hour, which seems not to be too horrible as the sun is just starting to warm the mill and make you uncomfortable. And you watch the clock and wait for the minute to strike as the refresher bell rings. Not 20 minutes after the refresher bell rings, there seems to be a commotion on one of the mills to the left of the mill you are working on. At first, you don't pay any attention. The first shot goes down with ease, which seems to be just what you need to keep you going through the next 11 hours of torture you have to endure.
After you take the ladle of whiskey, the overseer of the mill puts a stop to the production.
You soon find out that a bag had gotten stuck in the mill, and one of the men working tried to untangle it, but as the linen kept going, he kept pulling, and eventually he got his hand taken off by the mill.
You seem to only observe a little of the injury sustained, and his hand was completely taken off at the conjoinment part of his wrist and hand.
The separation was not clean, either, leaving veins squirting blood and sinew and tissue flaccidly hanging. You soon find out that the person who succumbed to this injury had been drinking before, taking quick drinks from the whiskey barrel at his leisure. However, the thought of being too impaired to work never crosses your mind, and the day ticks on as you slowly become more intoxicated along with the 55 other people working in the same close-quartered flour mill as you.
You and all your co-workers, caked with flour, become numb to the horrid smell as flour and dust clog your nose and blur your vision.
The repetition of bag, seal, bag, bag, seal, bag will be imprinted in your mind forever.
You persistently ask the overseer if you can switch positions and load the flour instead, but he systematically declines every single time.
This poses a problem because you start to become more careless and drunk, so the production only becomes slower. The overseer fails to realize that he could fix this by switching positions every hour like other flour mills, but then again, he only refuses, becoming more enraged every single time he is asked. The day doesn't get better. The only savior is the piss-hot whiskey.
After a long day of work, you return home to your family, and there's nothing left to do but drink some more whiskey before returning to the same pain-inducing flour mill the next day.
The disillusion of this industrialization seems to be the only reason you drink, and you can't think of an easier way to relieve this agonizing cycle repeated daily.
What will the government do to stop the excessive drinking?
What position on the matter will all the citizens who don't drink take?